Roland dropped behind a pile of rusty steel beams, and Oid jumped nimbly into his lap as the fountain hit the street with a vast, shattery thump. Chunks of pink marble, some as big as carts, flew through the air. Several small chips stung Roland's face. He brushed others out of Oi's fur. He looked over the makeshift barricade. The fountain had cracked in two like a vast plate. "We won't be coming back this way," Roland thought. The passageway, narrow to begin with, was now completely blocked. He wondered if Jake had heard the fall of the fountain and what he had made of it if he had. He didn't waste such speculation on Gasher. Gasher would think he had been crushed to paste, which was exactly what Roland wanted him to think. Would Jake think the same thing? The boy should know better than to believe a gunslinger could be killed by such a simple device. But if Gasher had terrorized him enough, Jake might not be thinking that clearly. Well, it was too late to worry about it now. And if he had it to do over again, he would do exactly the same thing. Dying or not, Gasher had displayed both courage and animal cunning. If he was off his guard now, the trick was worth it. Roland got to his feet. "Oi, find Jake."
"Jake?"
Oi stretched his head forward on his long neck, sniffed around in a semicircle, picked up Jake's scent, and was off again, with Roland running after. 10 minutes later, he came to a stop at a manhole cover in the street, sniffed all the way around it, then looked up at Roland and barked shrilly. The gunslinger dropped to one knee and observed both the confusion of tracks and a wide path of scratches on the cobbles. He thought this particular manhole cover had been moved quite often. His eyes narrowed as he saw the wad of bloody phlegm in a crease between two nearby cobbles. "The bastard keeps hitting him," he murmured. He pulled the manhole cover back, looked down, then untied the rawhide lacings which held his shirt closed. He picked the bumbler up and tucked him into his shirt. Oi bared his teeth, and for a moment Roland felt his claws splayed against the flesh of his chest and belly like small, sharp knives. Then they withdrew, and Oi only peered out of Roland's shirt with his bright eyes, panting like a steam engine. The gunslinger could feel the rapid beat of Oi's heart against his own. He pulled the rawhide lace from the eyelets in his shirt and found another, longer lace in his purse. "I'm going to leash you. I don't like it, and you're going to like it even less, but it's going to be very dark down there." He tied the two lengths of rawhide together and formed one end into a wide loop, which he slipped over Oi's head. He expected Oi to bare his teeth again, perhaps even to nip him, but Oi didn't. He only looked up at Roland with his gold-ringed eyes and barked, "Ake!" again in his impatient voice. Roland put the loose end of his makeshift leash in his mouth, then sat down on the edge of the sewer shaft, if that was what it was. He felt for the top rung of the ladder and found it. He descended slowly and carefully, more aware than ever that he was missing half a hand and that the steel rungs were slimy with oil and some thicker stuff that was probably moss. Oi was a heavy, warm weight between his shirt and belly, panting steadily and harshly. The gold rings in his eyes gleamed like medallions in the dim light. At last, the gunslinger's groping foot splashed into the water at the bottom of the shaft. He glanced up briefly at the coin of white light far above him. "This is where it starts getting hard," he thought. The tunnel was warm and dank and smelled like an ancient charnel house. Somewhere nearby, water was dripping hollowly and monotonously. Farther off, Roland could hear the rumble of machinery. He lifted a very grateful Oi out of his shirt and set him down in the shallow water running sluggishly along the sewer tunnel. "Now it's all up to you," he murmured in the bumbler's ear. "To Jake, Oi. To Jake."
"Jake!"
the bumbler barked, and splashed rapidly off into the darkness, swinging his head from side to side at the end of his long neck like a pendulum. Roland followed with the end of the rawhide leash wrapped around his diminished right hand.